Violette, audio introduction. Violette is a 4 foot 2 inch tall white woman with straight blonde hair and blue eyes. She lives with Down syndrome. She wears a short sleeve dress. It is muted pink or dusty rose colored and has an abstract light blue design on it that somewhat resembles irregular trails of water or paint. She wears a vest that is puffy and medium gray with a green hood. She wears yellow tights and dark blue running shoes with light blue laces. Violette also wears a bird collar around her neck. At one point, Violette wears a similar dress and vest, but all in white. The Crow Woman is a tall black woman with brown eyes. She doesn't have any perceivable disabilities. The skin on her arms is bluish gray. The Crow Woman's costume covers up her face and hair. The eyes and mouth are cut out, and her top tapers up from the right into a slight wave or slightly curved beak. She wears a long black dress sparsely adorned with dark blue ribbons. They are attached at the top and hang vertically. They move as she walks around. The Crow Woman also takes other forms. Sometimes she is represented as a cutout of a crow that casts a shadow behind a thin wall of stretched cloth. Sometimes she is a three-dimensional animated crow. The play mostly takes place in Violette's bedroom. You will be invited by her to enter the small room, which is 6 foot by 6 by 6, or about the size of a shed. In the room, everything seems shrunken to about half-sized. There is a bed and chair and a few frames on the sparse walls. The chair and bed are both smaller than average. The wooden chair is painted gray and has a white blanket over the back. The bed is an average sitting height, but the length is the size of a love seat. The white headboard has about 8 stickers of blue roses in 2 sizes. Some of them are the size of a dime. The others are about twice the size of a toonie. The edges of these stickers have become unstuck and curl away from the headboard. The bedspread is gray with yellow and pink flowers on it. The bed has a white footboard. On the bed near the headboard is a VR headset and pair of headphones. If you wish, you may choose to use only the headphones. After Violette has seated and interacted with you, she will leave and seat other audience members in one of the 2 other identical shed-sized rooms which are set up side by side with yours. The play will continue virtually, and Violette will appear in the virtual world, which is identical to the room, except everything has widened to seem full-sized. After this time, just say, "Hello," out loud, if you need help. And Violette's friend will come and offer assistance and tech support. You may also leave whenever you need to. In the 360-degree VR film, there are animated images, shadows, and projections that appear on the room's walls. These include a light blue shape that seeps up the wall and spreads across both the wall and floor, blue roses, and a shadowy forest. This introduction was created by Superior Description Services, written by Kat Germain and voiced by Rebecca Singh. Consultation by Lauren Wu, and French translation and recording by Letizia Binda-Partensky, editing by Dev Ram Sewak. In a moment, you will meet Violette.